Welcome to the Best Hour of Your Day podcast. This is your host, Felix, and in this podcast, I am interviewing CrossFitters and experts from around the world. Welcome back to the show, Per. So good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good. It's nice being here.
We know each other without really knowing each other, right? So it's kind of an interesting story to tell. I mean, you're mainly responsible for the Coaches Congress and you're the founder of the Coaches Congress. And I attended the Coaches Congress 2 weeks ago. And unfortunately, we couldn't meet each other there. So I thought it would be very, very important to catch up later. And that's our chance today to talk about what you found there with the Coaches Congress, what your thoughts were when you started the whole thing, and maybe what's the plans for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to share.
That's cool. I mean, before we start, maybe tell the audience a little bit about yourself. So who's that guy I'm talking to today?
Yeah, I'm a 48-year-old from Sweden. I'm a CrossFit gym owner mainly. I'm co-owner of 6 different CrossFit gyms here in Sweden. Started my first one in 2009. So we're actually celebrating 15 years next year. And I'm also a mentor in Two Brain Business since 5 years back. And, I'm interested in helping people get better fitness through CrossFit, but I'm also interested in help CrossFit gym owners and coaches develop and run better businesses. So therefore, I am involved in running gyms, being a mentor, and also doing the Coaches Congress. And, my background, professional background, is mainly in the school industry. So I've been a teacher and a principal, leadership consultant. Got 3 daughters. They are getting older. One of them is 21, the other is 18, and then the youngest is 13. So I'm also involved in coaching one of them in soccer. So, that I think that's what I do. I try to help people. I try to do it through coaching and through leadership, basically. So that's me in a nutshell.
So your day only has 24 hours, right? Mine has.
Yeah.
But what you just described sounds like you're having a lot to do.
Yeah, but I also, I'm also just co-owner of my gyms and I have great partners. We have great teams. So it's not that I'm in those gyms coaching all day. I'm more on the strategic leadership level. So I think that suits me.
Why is it 6 gyms? I mean, I know a lot of people who own 1 CrossFit gym, maybe 2. Maybe I know 2 or 3 who own 3 gyms, but 6 gyms, that's a lot.
Yeah, why not? But I think, we have a model that we think seems to be working. It's based on the fact that in our second gym, we are 3 partners and that gym it's been doing really well since we started it in 2017. And we have a very strong team there. So one of my partners in that gym, he's more active in the gym. And then the other two, we are more involved of growing the empire, so to speak. So we just thought like 2 years ago that we are ready to open up more gyms. We are not willing to do it on our own because that's too much work. So we were looking for partners in other gyms who wanted to create a career as gym owners with us as their partners. So we go in there and we help them with the strategic things like financials, mentoring, advertising, sales, marketing, stuff like that. And so far, it seems like it's working quite well. So we think that we have a model that might work. And, the true scaling effects doesn't really come into place before you have 5 to 10 gyms. So it's actually easier with 5 or 6 gyms than it was with 3. So I guess that's my answer. Why not?
I like the answer.
Yeah.
So you're a gym owner for 15 years and then you started Coaches Congress. What was your purpose of doing that?
I think a couple of different purposes, but mainly it was the fact that, when I started my gym here in Sweden, we were among the 5 first CrossFit gyms. So I didn't know anything about running a business. I didn't know anything about CrossFit. I didn't even know that there were other CrossFit gyms except from one. So I had no idea. And, you know, being at that time a vice principal at the same time, you know, we did all the mistakes. We were priced ourselves way too low. We didn't have any retention strategy, nothing in place. So we did a lot of mistakes. We didn't know anything about bookkeeping. So we had to pay a lot of fines to the IRS. So, you know, we just realized quite early that we needed help. So we reached out to someone who was not really from the CrossFit industry, but someone who could help us with pricing and sales and stuff like that. So I realized that if this is going to, you know, at that time, we started coming up until against like 2013, 2014. There were more gyms opening up in Sweden. We were at the same time also running one of the largest elite competitions in Sweden. So our network was quite, you know, it was expanding, and all of us gym owners, we knew each other quite well. And I just realized that there are more gym owners than me or us that need this kind of help. We need to get better at running our gyms, because part of our vision was to actually try to change the view of fitness in general in Sweden, like through CrossFit. Because I came from working as a body pump and indoor cycling instructor at another gym, and I just realized that, you know, that's not the best way to help people get fit. Also, as a leadership consultant, I had been part of events like that. So, you know, I was often one of the presenters at events within the school industry where people gather to get better at running schools or teaching better, etc., etc. So I just saw that we need something like that in Sweden. We need like at least once a year, we need to bring all the gym owners together and coaches. We need to give them input on how to run their gyms. Not because back then, most what we were talking about was more like, how can we improve as coaches? Not as much as how can we improve as business owners? So I saw a need in the micro gym industry in Sweden. And I also saw an opportunity for us, because if I could be the one running that event, that would also be beneficial for us and our gym. So I wanted to facilitate something like that. So I just started writing my friends on Messenger and email, you know, my Facebook or my CrossFit friends, that, guys, I'm going to do this thing this weekend in December, gathering some presenters and some people who can do workshops. Are you interested in coming? We had like 84 people showing up the first year, and everyone was super happy about it. We had a great weekend. It was really fun. So just continue doing it. So I guess that's the why, and that's the background.
What was the first year the Coaches Congress took place?
2014.
So it's almost 10 years.
Yeah, it's you know, this January, it's our 10-year anniversary in Stockholm. So it's great. It's fantastic. I had some sort of vision when I started it, but that was more connected to Scandinavia. And now it's, you know, it's becoming international for sure, right?
So you just said on your first Coaches Congress, 84 people attended. Now I was in Berlin, there were almost like 300 people attending the conference. And it was my first Coaches Congress, so I cannot really compare the status quo to what it looked like 10 years ago. But can you describe a little bit the journey that you had?
Yeah, I mean, imagine calling your best CrossFit friends. Some of them are members, coaches, and owners. And you say, like, we're going to do some fun shit together, guys. There will be workouts. There will be beer. There will be some input as well. Are you interested in coming? I mean, that's the level we had it on the first couple of years, which was great. You know, some of the presenters, really, really good. But it was more focused on the social and the fun stuff. And I think that was why it succeeded from the start, I think. There's still a lot of focus on those same elements. We want to have fun together. We do drink some beer. There are workshops, there are great presentations, but I think it's still the casual atmosphere that is the key to success, I think. When you go there, you immediately get sort of drawn into that warmth and playful mindset that is around the whole event, right? So it has changed in terms of volume and in terms of professionalism and in terms of what it looks like on the surface. But I think beneath the surface, it's still the same. It's still just a lot of fun and cool CrossFit people or micro gym industry people meeting up to just develop and socialize. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, it was a lot of fun at the weekend, right? So I was mainly there for the business reason. So, yeah. I mean, that was my biggest interest. But I think even the people who just came there for like the CrossFit or the training workshops, I think they had a great time. I mean, it was a really nice combination and you could get a lot of stuff out of it. So whatever your main goal was, I think you reached a very broad audience there.
Now, I think we realized a couple of years ago that we also had to make sure that this is an experience and not just a business event, right? So when it's an experience, it's also going to be easier to learn. There will always be some golden nuggets that you can take away, no matter what your goal is. If you come as a coach to experience working out with Marcus Philly or Ben Bergeron or Shane Orr, fine. But there will still be some golden nuggets that you can take back to your gym and through that improve the business, improve the gym, improve the retention and the experience of your members, right? So different ways of attracting different people, but still.
So in the beginning, it was just you in the team, and now the team grew like bigger, right? I mean, it's a lot of people involved. The whole Coaches Congress is a very big event, and it's like in a big venue, and you have a lot of responsibilities. So how did your team develop? And yeah, what is like the biggest struggle you had probably with building a team like that?
I think, you know, in the beginning, it was me and my business partners in the first gym that I had. We were like a group of five. So I had some help with all the admin stuff around it, but it was my communication. I was marketing. I was putting this stuff together, putting the schedule together, reaching out to potential presenters. So it was, yeah, very much based on my personal network. When I joined Two Brain Business, I absolutely had some help through, you know, being mentor, because that gave me a bigger reach. And but it was still kind of small scale, no vendors or exhibitors, just, you know, a lot of gym owners, coaches and presenters. Then in 2018, I think that's the first year that Henrik Almers attended as a vendor, because he was running like a travel company back then. So he was exhibiting at one of the events and just offered his help. I want to help you build this, Per, and I want to partner up with you, basically. So he did that for 1 or 2 years before we sort of formalized our partnership into a separate business. The Coaches Congress business, really. And I think the struggle before that was mainly that it was based on my motivation and my energy. So even though it's fun, right? Even though it's fun, you still have to keep selling, you still have to keep marketing, you still have to put pieces together, make sure that everyone will have food on time, put schedule. You know, there's so much stuff to do, and it doesn't really fit my mindset, because I would say I'm that classic entrepreneur. I'm really good at coming up with ideas, I think. I the idea of Coaches Congress is obviously a good one because it works. But then I'm not super interested in doing admin stuff, doing sales, sitting on meetings, etc. And I think that's where Henrik and his wife Heather comes in, because they enjoy that and they have experience doing it. So I think since he stepped in, that's when we really decided to become more of a business. I was prepared not to run the event because, you know, lack of motivation or lack of energy. It's still a fun weekend, but the amount of work to arrange that weekend is massive. And, you know, as I said, I have kids. I do like coaching my daughter's soccer team. I have gyms and I have other things to do, even though this is my like favorite weekend of the year. But Henrik said, no, I want to run it. Hire me and we just do it. Okay, sure. So I think it really took off 2 to 3 years ago. And since then, it's just been growing. And obviously, when we decided to launch the Berlin event, with the help of Rickard, that's when we could see that there was an international need. And, you know, when you get outside of Scandinavia, you realize that Scandinavia is quite small, actually, right? So there is a very large market out there. And there's actually no one doing things like this in Europe.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Germany isn't that big either, but I mean, still a lot of people are coming to Germany for an event like that. I mean, you saw it on the weekend. There were even people from India who flew over to Germany. It was crazy, yeah, right?
Crazy. And I think today we have 20 countries represented for the Stockholm event. So obviously there is a great need. And, you know, still there are so many gym owners and coaches that don't even know that the Coaches Congress exists. So, you know.
I mean, that's why we're speaking here, right? In order to spread the word of the Coaches Congress, because it's just an incredible event. And I mean, the main reason I think gyms are not doing so well is because a lot of people who started a gym in the first place, they were coaches and they were interested in coaching and then they wanted to do their own thing, but they never really got the chance to work on their business skills. And that's a very, very nice event in order to help them to grow their business, to know what to do. I mean, the same motivation that you had in the beginning, right? So it's very, very important if you want to open a gym, if you want to grow a gym, that you know what you do. And being a good coach is like one part of the thing, but it's only a very small part. And the business side of things is important as well, because if there is no money coming in, you cannot run a gym, right? And you cannot coach classes when there are no members coming to the class. And that's probably one of the things that a lot of people forget. They're so enthusiastic in the beginning that they want to start, but they I never really thought about what happens when I start. So
no, exactly. And I think, you know, one thing that I really try to sort of fight against is the prejudice that you shouldn't be in this for the money. It was the same when I was a teacher. It's like that's like a career that you're just supposed to want to do it no matter what, right? It's a calling. Yes, it's a calling. It's a calling to be a gym owner and coach as well, but that doesn't conflict with being business-minded. On the contrary, you need to be business-minded because you need to be able to pay your coaches and yourselves, because then your gym can stay, it can survive, and that's the best service that you can give your members. There are gym owners in Sweden and other countries that think I'm too business-minded, and I'm like, what? How can you be too business-minded? What does that even mean, right? I know that our gyms, our members, they stay for 7, 10, 15 years. So obviously there is something they like. I know that my mentees, they build better businesses. They start paying themselves and they hire coaches. So obviously being business-minded is a good thing and it's necessary. So that is also one of the prejudices that we need to overcome. You can be a very, very nice and friendly and warm person and still make money from your business. It's like, come on.
I mean, that's one of the things I try to like explain, that it's very important to earn money in order to like pay your coaches a fair amount of money and to pay yourself a fair amount of money. I mean, in the end, you work like 40 hours a week, whatever, and you cannot like feed yourself or your family from the job you're doing. And that cannot be like the ultimate goal. So it's very important to know that it's okay to earn money. It's okay to earn a lot of money when you're doing like a good job, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, I think it's a shame because some of the people that started gyms in Sweden a couple of years after me, they have started dropping off now. Either they quit their gyms, they just close them, or they sell them. So, you know, they sort of gave up. they've done their 7 to 10 years and they couldn't really make a living out of it, so they give up now. And I think that's a shame, because some of them are brilliant people. They should be in the business still, right? They should be running their gyms. So yeah.
And that's why it's important to have events like that, in order to give gym owners, even after years of business, the opportunity to like make some changes in order to make a living off the gym, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the next event is in Stockholm. It marks your 10-year anniversary. There are another events planned for 2024. I think it's 4 in total, right?
Yep. That's true.
There's even one in Australia, I saw. How did that come up?
Well, it's, again, based on my personal network, a mentor colleague in Australia, Laurie Drummond, who was like, Per, we need to do something like this in the ANZ because there is nothing. There is nothing. And I'm like, okay, yeah, would you be willing to be our local partner? So I think it's the same thing as with our gyms. We need strong local partners to help us run the events. So the Brisbane event is based on that. So it's going to be Laurie who's going to be our local partner in there. And in London, we also have a local partner, Lisa Palmer. So she's also a mentor colleague in Two Brain. So even though these are not Two Brain events, we do have a strong partnership with Two Brain Business, obviously, because, you know, I am a mentor, Rickard is a mentor, Chris and Alex are Alex is a mentor, Lisa, Laurie. And there's no denying the fact that Two Brain Business is the biggest mentor organization in the fitness industry. So there is a lot of knowledge and skills in that organization, so I need help from those people or my colleagues. So when she asked about doing an event in Australia, it was like, yeah, of course, I've never been. We need someone who can help us. Could that be you? And she was like, yeah, of course.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So What are your goals like to see yourself? Where do you see yourself in like in 5 years? Is it still 4 events or will it be even bigger? What kind of aspirations do you have?
If you ask me personally, I'm not really money driven in that way. I want to reach as many people and help as many gym owners and coaches as possible, as long as there are people willing to help me grow the organization, like Henrik, Heather, and local partners. I'm open for doing more events if there is a need and if we have partners, but I would be perfectly happy with running 4 great events every year where we have 250 to 500 attendants and we can help them improve their businesses, improve their lives, and through them help more people get fitter, right? So it's so hard to say 5 years. I mean, come on, looking, going back 5 years with the Coaches Congress, going back 5 years with Two Brain Business, going back 5 years with my gyms. It's like, how can we imagine? But yeah, hopefully we are still there. Hopefully we are still running at least 4 events. And hopefully the brand is still connected to our core values, being like that we want to help people and that we want to help facilitate meetings between gym owners and the great presenters and other businesses connected to our industry.
Looking,
I don't know, did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did. You did, for sure. I mean, I'm really looking forward to see what's happening, and I'm really looking forward to be like involved in this whole thing and like partner up with you in some kind of way. And I really want to see that grow. And I think a podcast is a very, very good chance, like, to connect even further with, for example, the speakers or the people who attend the event, in order to even further spread the word and get a bigger network and like deepen the connections to the people. And yeah, it's going to be a very, very fun story and a very, very fun journey.
Yeah, I think now when you mention podcasts and stuff like that, I think that what I do want to do is create something that also gives value between the events. So, you know, we need to have something more ongoing where people can be in touch with us and keep improving between the events as well, because an event is just an event. Hopefully you get people coming there and then they take something back from that and improve their business. But as we know, it's the ongoing support that's going to help you over time. I've seen that through, you know, being a mentor and having business partners. So I want to be more active on like some sort of ongoing education and some sort of ongoing value for people through between the events as well. What that is going to look like, I don't really know, but a podcast and stuff like that, obviously.
We are going to elaborate on that later on, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's very likely that we see each other in Sweden, right? Because you don't have to travel that far.
Exactly. I'll be there for sure, so you know.
I'll be there, so it's a done deal, right?
We're going to see each other.
And I'm really looking forward to it. And everyone who listens to this episode and who hasn't booked his ticket yet, there are only limited tickets available because the event is very, very, very crowded already, as I heard.
Yeah, actually we sold out, but then we made some rearrangement with the facility owner, so we can take on like 70 more tickets now. But yeah, this is the first year that we actually sold out the event.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's so fun.
Okay, then better be fast, and I'm going to link the website and the show notes where you can book your last minute ticket for the Stockholm event. And I'm really looking forward to see you and hopefully some of the guys and girls who are listening to this podcast right now. And thanks again for your time, Per.
Thank you for having me.
If you like this episode, please leave us a rating on Apple or Spotify. Hear you next time.